It is Monday, March 4th, 2013. This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Christina Thomas. Ozarks at Large is underwritten in part by the Walton Family Charitable Support Foundation. And support for Ozarks at Large also comes from the University of Arkansas Women's Giving Circle. Ahead on this edition of Ozarks, how a proposed voter ID law could affect Arkansans, insects' place in poetry, plus a conversation with the local fantasy author of Small Things. But first, the federal government has passed the deadline for making substantial cuts in spending and increases in revenue to avert sequestration measures. As a consequence, several state-level programs using federal grant money will feel the pressure of federal belt tightening. Brandon Sharp, the state's budget administrator, says that the state's Department of Finance Administration has been cautiously awaiting the sequester cuts.
We have instructed agencies over the course of the last several years that in the event of a loss of federal funds, that there would not be sufficient state funds to supplant those losses. And so they needed to plan that if an agency received a loss in federal funding, they would have to cut back the services for that program to match the available funding that they do have.
Of course, with the Arkansas General Assembly in session, Sharp says that action could be taken to help bridge the funding gap for programs that have had their federal funding diminished.
They could reallocate funding as they saw fit to address some of these program needs. But obviously, with the governor's balanced budget, that means that other existing programs would have to be reduced in order to make up the difference.
Sharp says that state programs that have had their federal funding reduced or eliminated are likely to be eliminated rather than propped up with funding reallocated from elsewhere. In addition, he says that the sequester won't impact Governor Beebe and other state officials' plans for a federally backed expansion of the state's Medicaid system, as Medicaid spending is exempt from sequestration cuts. The two public transit entities in Northwest Arkansas have announced a new partnership this morning. Starting today, Ozark Regional Transit's Route 40 and 47 will be altered to include stops at the University of Arkansas's Uptown campus at the former Arkansas Western Gas buildings on North College Avenue. Adam Waddell, the associate director of Razorback Transit, says that the trial program will help serve the spring international student population who attends classes at the Uptown campus, and that in this instance, it just makes sense for the two entities to collaborate.
We have several stops that are mutual or combined stops. This will just help coordinate stops better, specifically in this situation, along from the Northwest Arkansas Mall down to Hillcrest Towers near the Fayetteville Square. They have a route that runs northbound and southbound, and they're going to be able to pull those two routes onto Front Street there so they can stop at both northbound and southbound at Uptown campus.
Other stops on Razorback Transit's Red Route, now served by Ozark Regional Transit, include the Northwest Arkansas Mall and the Fiesta Square Shopping Center. Waddell says that the experiment will help both entities determine how else they can collaborate to better serve the campus community.
With this project going with the Spring International students, it's really going to give us an insight of where other university students may use Ozark Regional Transit to travel throughout the region. Fayetteville, Razorback Transit, we're centered here in Fayetteville. We don't go outside of the city limits at all. With Ozark Regional Transit, passenger could catch the bus in Fayetteville and actually ride it all the way up to Bentonville. So it's going to give us some insight as to how many other students may do that by using the kind of a test group with Spring International.
Students, faculty, and staff wanting to use the ORT buses will be able to ride the system anywhere in Northwest Arkansas for free, but they will have to show their Razorback ID cards to ride the buses. The Walmart Foundation this morning kicked off National Nutrition Month and National School Breakfast Week with $6.7 million in grants given to five national nonprofit organizations. The organizations provide children with school breakfast and help families develop better eating habits. Those organizations receiving money include Action for Healthy Kids, the American Association of School Administrators, Common Threads, the Gaston and Porter Health Improvement Center, and the National 4-H Council. The grants will help the organizations provide breakfast at school for more than 160,000 children in more than 100 school districts across the nation. Some of the grants will also go toward implementing nutrition education and literacy for low-income families and at-risk children. The Walmart Foundation is making other news this morning as the president of the foundation has been tapped by President Obama to head the White House Office of Management and Budget. According to the CityWire, Sylvia Matthews Burwell is expected to be officially named to the post by the president sometime today. Burwell was named president of the Walmart Foundation after serving for a decade in executive leadership of the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. She has also spent time in Washington, as she was deputy director of the White House Budget Office during the Clinton administration. She has bachelor's degrees in government relations from Harvard University and in politics and economics from Oxford University. Speaking of nonprofit organizations, WinRock International has named its next chief executive. This morning, the Little Rock-based organization named Rodney Ferguson as its president and CEO, following the April 1st retirement of current CEO Frank Tugwell. Ferguson comes to WinRock International following a position at nonprofit-centric communications firm Lipman Hearn in Washington. His background also includes stints as a journalist at the Cleveland Plain Dealer and the Wall Street Journal. According to a press release by WinRock International, the organization has projects in more than 70 countries and throughout the U.S. Ferguson is set to lead a global staff of more than 1,100 people. The Razorback baseball team had a disappointing weekend. After losing to the Arizona State Sun Devils on Thursday, the Diamond Hogs lost Friday evening to the Gonzaga Bulldogs, 0-3. The picture didn't get any prettier Saturday when the Hogs lost again to the Sun Devils, 1-3. The Razorbacks finished their weekend with another loss yesterday when they fell to the Pacific University Boxers, 3-4. Hopefully, the Hogs' luck will turn by Thursday when the team opens a four-game series at Baum Stadium against San Diego State. Forecast calls for mostly cloudy skies in northwest Arkansas this evening, with a 20% of showers between midnight and 3 a.m. Overnight low around 32 degrees. Mostly cloudy in the Arkansas River Valley with a low of 40. Tomorrow, Tuesday, mostly sunny with highs from 47 in northwest Arkansas to 53 in the Arkansas River Valley. Clear tomorrow night with lows in the mid to upper 20s.